I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1078, Plan to Live Your Values. I'm such a timer countdown person. I've checked. I currently have 15 countdowns on my countdown app on my phone. Because it's an obsession of mine, I'm a sucker for time management systems and planners. I've tried so many over the years. Paper systems, Palm Pilots, anybody remember those? And now it's on your phone. But recently I purchased a new one for this year. It's called the Monk Manual. And that fits me nicely since I enjoy taking private retreats to monasteries and hanging out with the monks. You don't have to be Catholic or you don't have to be a monk to live out the benefits of their way of life. Let's talk today about the need to plan to live our values. As you know, T2G is about love. Jesus said the greatest commandments of all time, for all time, are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to let that love not just be theoretical, but to be actual as we live it among people. God didn't call us to be the person who randomly shoots an arrow to wherever, whenever, and then draws a target wherever it lands to pretend that we aimed there all along. Sarah Christensen, in her blog for happierhuman.com, wrote, "However, in creation, when God created mankind, He created us with a greater purpose than He did birds or trees or fish in the sea. To live with purpose, we must look to see what gifts, talents, and abilities God has given us that can benefit others in our home, our community, our region, or even our world." I think that is very T2G in her way of thinking. Here's the way Scripture puts it. Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship. Are you ready? Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Or Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Of course, there is Matthew 6:33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. All those are intentional, purposeful passages. We're not to meander through life aimlessly. Thomas Merton was right. People may spend their whole lives climbing the ladder to success, only to find, once they reach the top, that the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. Over the next 10 episodes, I want to explore with you 10 values that we can lean into and live out. Values that should be intentionally sought after and planned for. They are the 10 values that came with my monk manual. But they go way beyond monks and daily planners to life itself. I firmly believe, friends, that we've been sold a bill of goods when we bought into the lie that says life is about completing tasks, crushing goals, so we can earn more and be more successful, whatever that means. At the very least, we should all step back and ask ourselves, what's truly most important to me? What are the values that I want to live out every day in big and little ways? I love this line from the Monk Manual. It goes like this. Life isn't about getting there faster. It's about being there the whole time. Here's the great question. If you were going to list 5 values that you would want your life to reflect in your schedule and how you live your day, what would those 5 values be? Now don't just blow past that. Take a second and think about it. What 5 values would you want reflected in your schedule and how you live your day? Let's pray this prayer from abbaconnect.net. Father, we pray that you would remind us that we are all part of building and expanding your kingdom. We ask you to give us fresh vision for your purpose for our lives. We ask that you open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds to the vision that you have so we can live on purpose. Remove anything from our lives that hinders us from discerning your vision. We pray you would draw us closer to you as you bring us revelation of that purpose. Please reveal to us what we need to do today to not run wild, but rather be focused on your divine vision. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1079. In the meantime, get ready. You may even bring a notebook or jot it down on your phone. Starting tomorrow, we're going to look at 10 values, one a day, that we can seek with our whole hearts, that will help us be better lovers of God and others. Won't you join me as you plan to live your values.